I am. Good morning.
So, what are we going to go see? Or we're going to go, oh, forget about it.
Well, good question. Let's start with The Wolverine, the latest installment in the X-Men series. Of course, starring Hugh Jackman as The Wolverine. No, before he was just Wolverine. Now he's The Wolverine.
Wolverine, yeah.
Next, he's going to be That Wolverine. Sounds like it's like a 60s sitcom, right? A little
right.
Marlo Thomas-y.
Exactly, yeah.
In the comic books, you might remember, Wolverine is both Canadian and grumpy. And that is not a combo you see very often.
Oh, no, you don't.
You know what I mean? You think as a Canadian, he'd be super polite, easygoing.
Yeah.
But no, he's a sassy pants.
I'll be darned. Wow.
As my grandma would have called him, a pickle face.
Pickle face, hey.
The good news is the first half of this movie really works. Good writing, good acting all around, although Jackman's Australian accent does appear strongly sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of expected him to put his knife claw out and say, like, no, that's a knife, or whatever he says. The movie does fall apart in the last hour, but the beginning is enough to make it worth seeing. Not great, but better than Man of Steel, which, you know, I did not like.
Really?
This,
wow.
I didn't like Man of Steel. No.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah, but this was better. It's so tough to grade something like this because it starts out like the first 45 minutes is awesome.
Yeah.
And then it's not so awesome.
Oh, wow.
So I got to say it's somewhere in between. I'll go B minus 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 slash C plus 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 plus.
There you go. Okay.
And there is something during the credits. I get that asked a lot. So, you know, it's worth seeing.
Okay, there you go.
Also opening is The To-Do List, a female coming-of-age story. Takes place in the early 90s, and you know this.
Yeah.
You know this because every single line is like, hey, did my pager go off? And
oh.
I love Marky Mark, and who is this Clinton fella? It's like, we get it.
Yeah.
It's the 90s. I lived it. Do you think that I didn't dress up non-ironically as crisscross in college? I did.
Right there. Hey.
I wasn't joking. I went out like that with like a backwards jersey.
Oh, yeah.
The whole, I have pictures. One day I'm going to put up these pictures, man.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It can't be the whole joke. Also, Audrey Plaza from Parks and Rec is adorable, but she's 15 years too old to play a high school student. It's so unfunny and graphic. It made Sandler movies look charming. I'm giving it an A. Psych, not. Those are 90s references, right?
There you go.
Is that what you said in the 90s?
I remember that so much.
Ooh.
Yeah, oh my.
Do you remember the first time you heard not?
Yes.
Like, it just didn't rock your world the first time, and then after that, the 12 million times? It's like, please, no.
Yeah, please, kill me now.
You know
right.
What the new not is?
What is the new not?
It's fail. When people go, fool, on
fail.
The internet. That's the new not.
Yeah, there you
so
go. YOLO, YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO is my name. Don't even, I can't.
Right.
F minus, actually, on this one.
Yeah.
F minus. I also reviewed this on a PBS show this week that's airing this week called Just Seen It, if you want to check that out.
Okay.
And lastly, Woody Allen's latest Blue Jasmine opens in limited release, and it's frankly one of his best in years.
Hey.
It's a drama, not a comedy, so
right.
Know that going in. Talk more when it opens wide, but I'm going solid A for that, and I predict an Oscar for Kate Blanchett, at least a nomination. I would be really surprised if she did not get nominated.
They've been doing the press, and it's really weird because, you know, you see all these things like Wolverine. And
right.
Then, you know, if you want to go to a seriously good movie, you know, that's not just an action thriller thing for summer,
right.
Then maybe there's this. And Louis C.K. is in this, right?
And Alec Baldwin.
And Andrew Dice Clay.
And Andrew Dice Clay, who did such a good job. I got to go to the premiere, and we'll talk more about that on Monday.
Yeah.
But he was all decked out in dice gear.
Wow.
I could not believe it because he's actually a really good actor.
Wow.
I'd seen him in some stuff, you know, back in the day, but he is really good. So I thought, well, you know, sometimes you want to move on. You wear a suit. You go to the premiere.
Yeah.
Very classy premiere. It's a Woody Allen, you know.
Yes.
And, nope, he was dressed in the leather, the motorcycle, the whole thing. He was there with Tom Green for some reason.
Right, right.
The two of them just skulking around. It was actually kind of fun. It was really fun.
Yeah,
so.
Sort of the Jersey, New York Elvis. You know, he's still trying.
Totally. I hear he's a little bit of a pill to work with.
I believe it.
Yeah, but he seemed to be having a really good time, and, I mean, he is darn good in this, so I can't wait for you to see it, because it's really good.
Oh, very cool.
I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.